Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mui'ili'ili Honganji. Mui'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities after the pandemic is over. If you go to our internet website at www.mui'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Reese Morikubo, in memory of Dharma Uncle Henry Milander. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Umitani of Mui'ili'ili Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
Good morning. Today, I'd like to begin my message by talking about how rice grows. Do you know how rice grows? Rice requires tons of water plus hot, sunny conditions to grow to fruition. You first plant small rice seedlings in the water. As time passes by, the seedlings in the water grow taller and taller. It grows straight up toward the sun. It takes a few months for the grains of rice to develop at the top of the plant's stalks. You will find many grains of rice are now on top of the stalks. And when we take a careful look at it, it is not standing straight up like it used to be. It is now bending its stalks. Because of the weight of grains, it looks like this rice is bowing or bending its neck. The life of rice starts as seedlings, and with proper care, tons of water, sunny conditions, then rice grows into its fruition. So in a way, we can say that rice is born twice. First as seedlings, and second as rice grains. In the same way, it is said that we humans also need to be born twice. The famous French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said, "We are born, so to speak, twice over, born into existence and born into life, born a human being and born a man." 私たちはいわば2回この世に生まれる。1回目は存在するために、2回目は生きるために。My interpretation of this statement is that when we are born twice, we will be able to become true human beings, real human beings. To me, Buddhism is a teaching that helps me to become a true human.So then, the question is, what does a person who are born twice look like? What is the difference if you are not able to be born twice? To explain what being born twice looks like from the Buddhist perspective, I'd like to share a story of Reverend Yoshio Toi, who was a Honganji minister and an elementary school teacher. 5 years after he became a teacher at the elementary school, he was in charge of one class. One day, at the end of the class, Reverend Toi asked his students if they had any questions before they closed the day. Then one boy raised his hand and said, "Sensei, I have a question. When you open your mouth, there's something deep inside, something hanging inside my mouth. What is that?" "Well, do you know what it is? It is called uvula." Reverend Toi knew that this thing is inside the mouth, but he did not know what it was and what was the function of it. So he answered, "Well, I know that it's there, but I don't know why it's there. I will do some research tonight. I will get back to you tomorrow morning, so please wait for a while." Later that day, he went to the library. and borrowed some books about the human body, and then came home. He spent many hours studying about uvula. When he finally understood its purpose, Tooi Sensei was so shocked. The uvula has several functions. One of the functions is to block the passage into the nasal path when swallowing. When you put food into your mouth, the uvula covers the passage from your nose so that foods do not enter the nasal passage, but go into the stomach. Thanks to the uvula, we do not need to choke every time we eat. Tooi Sensei wrote, "When I found out the function of the uvula, I was so shocked. I did not know its function. So, of course, I have never expressed my appreciation to my uvula. I have never said thank you to my uvula. But when I think about this matter carefully, it was not only my uvula, but also there are many organs and their functions that are working for me to live. I have eyes to see things. I have ears to listen to. My heart is moving 24/7 without any rest. I have hands. I have legs. They are always working for me. The food I ate went into my stomach thanks to my uvula, and it turned into my blood and my bones. They gave me energy to move forward. I thought I'm living my life, but I realized I was allowed to live thanks to many contributions. Through this experience, Reverend Tooi mentioned that he was able to be born twice. He was taught this wonderful lesson from his student. He never appreciated his body. He never said thank you to his body before. Yet these parts of his body are always and tirelessly working for him. Then he realized, I should not take this for granted, but I should express my appreciation. So you can see that there is a difference in the way that Reverend Tooi saw the world. At first, he took things for granted, but then he was transformed to be able to appreciate the things around him. Rather than taking things for granted, this wonderful and beautiful world of oneness and togetherness opened up right in front of him. He experienced a profound sense of joy and gratitude. So that is one of the aspects of being born twice over. You will experience a profound sense of joy and gratitude. This is what become a true human means in Buddhism. Going back to the story of rice, I said that a rice plant with grains looks like it is bowing its head. It looks like they are saying thank you. Those who are born twice will become like that. The more it grows, the more the rice bends its stalks. It teaches us that as we grow, it is important that we do not become selfish or arrogant, but become a person who can appreciate things around us. Being born twice means that you will become humble, grateful, and live a fulfilling life each day. We can become true human beings, real human beings, in a truest sense. As I hear many sad news of discrimination, distrust, and prejudice recently, I really feel that we, including myself, of course, need to cultivate this sense of gratitude in our daily lives. We can cultivate humbleness, gratefulness, and gentleness through the realization that my existence is indebted to the myriad contributions that pervade the universe, which in our tradition call Amida Buddha. That realization will become a driving force for us to extend our caring heart and compassion to others. The path of the Nembutsu is the path of Okage-sama. I am allowed to live thanks to the countless karmic conditions. Also, it is the path of Arigato, expressing thank you for this beautiful and fulfilling life. Thank you. Please take care, everyone. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Umitani, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, September 13th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom remembrance service will be Reverend Umitani. Due to the pandemic, our annual chicken fundraiser has been canceled. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Reese Morikubo, and our speaker, Reverend Umitani, of Moiliili Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Ai Hironaka of Lahaina Honganji. Namo Amida Butsu.